Hello and welcome to Beyond Conscious, Becoming Multidimensional. This show exists to support humanity in its next evolutionary leap. I am your host, Asia Andromeda, and I am here to channel other dimensional perspectives and encouragement to inspire you in your own inner tech transfer from your own multidimensional self. So I am the founder of multidimensionalyou.com, and we offer a lot of metaphysical coaching programs and a hub for the build out of new earth based and higher dimensional unity consciousness. So welcome to the show. I'd first like to thank a couple of financial contributors. Your financial contributions help make this show and some of my other work possible. So thank you so much to Kent in Kansas and Catherine in Oregon. All right, so today I will be channeling my manted aspect. I'm very excited to share this particular aspect of my oversoul with you all. He helped me learn all sorts of amazing discernment back in 2017. And before I dive right into that, let me check the tech and then I will make one announcement. Okay, so I'm just checking to make sure that I'm live streaming where I think I am. And if not, we will just have to get the replays up to you all. All right, so it looks like I'm just heading over to my chat box here. So if you can see this live, maybe just write in the chat box that you can. Okay. Perfect. I see it. Thank you so much. All right, moving right along. So Earth Day is tomorrow. it sounds like it's the 50th year celebration of Earth Day. We will be doing an online meditation event, my husband Jude and I, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. We'll be gathering with, we're at 750 and counting across the planet, people from all over who care about what's happening on the planet as much as you do, as much as we do. So this is an amazing opportunity to engage in multidimensional work, in addition to creating group coherence and helping to kind of calm the human collective's emotional waters during this frightening, disruptive, chaotic time for many people. We'll also be doing some powerful multidimensional work. So I'm still working on my vocabulary to describe a lot of this work. Essentially, what we're talking about is being able to shift the vibration, the vibrational coordinates in which we are residing and co-creating from. So what people experience a lot on these meditations is personal release, clearing, and activations. And then you are much more available to create something emergent, something higher vibrational, something higher dimensional, a remembering, if you will. Many of you who find your way to work with me or follow me, you have some really powerful, unique codes that you came to the planet with. Think of these as soul purpose codes. And a lot of that tends to get activated during work like this. So I hope you can join us. If you aren't already registered, you can head on over to multidimensionalyou.com/Earth Day, all one word, and register for this free online event. We will be announcing something called Earth Recovery Team tomorrow. I'm really excited to roll this out on Earth Day. This is a directive that my husband and I were given last year, and it's just taken us months and months to, you know, kind of get our heads and hearts wrapped around what does this mean, because it is not, it's not anything that we've done in the past. So it is a very emergent kind of hybrid collaboration. So that's all I'll say for now. And then the rest of it we'll talk about tomorrow. All right. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. And I should say guest speaker, which is my manted aspect. So my manted aspect, I met this gentleman, if you will, in November of 2016. He found his way into my office. I was busy working on something, and all of a sudden I realized there was an energetic presence in the room. And so I turned, and in my mind's eye, I could perceive this 8-9 foot tall mantid being standing next to me wearing robes. And I thought, that's odd. And I hadn't heard of mantid beings in any sort of positive context, so I was quite wary. And he was telepathically communicating with me. He sensed my wariness, and he said telepathically to me, "You are right to be discerning," which then I thought maybe was him trying to trick me even more. So I was just kind of in a moment of being very present with this direct experience that had manifested itself. And to make a long story short, my mantid aspect went on to spend a good 3 or 4 months with me, teaching me, reminding me about discernment, the importance of discernment. Different types of beings across the multiverse, sentient and non-sentient. Who can we trust? Who can we not trust? How do we go about that? And it's interesting that I felt his presence when I thought about this next show. You know, who would I be bringing forward? It makes a lot of sense that we all need discernment like never before. There's a lot of fear, anger, flying around the planet right now. There's a lot of, I'm not going to call it false information. I would say it's distorted information, right? Because a lot of what's true for someone really feels true for them, especially when they're in a distortion. They can't see the distortion. They don't have an awareness of that. So it's not to demonize anyone, far from it. It's just to invite all of us to pull back a little bit from perhaps, you know, trusted news sources, including alternative news sources, and just take a moment to energetically tune in, clear out your field, and then come back. And is it aligned? Is it resonant? This is really important during this time. And I have been called to speak to this, which I am a conduit for our spiritually advanced galactic brothers and sisters, and as well as the human self higher collective. So in a lot of ways, think of me as, you know, a direct line to your own higher self who's trying to reach you and reach humanity at this time to say, hey ho, people, there is a different way possible. If we pull ourselves out of polarity and conflict, we may become available for something completely different. And this incredible new earth that so many light workers are have dedicated their lives and are passionate about creating is not an external creation to us. It always begins with our own inner alchemy and our own electromagnetic field of what we are contributing and emanating consciously or unconsciously, right? So that is why my mantid aspect came in. He also spent quite a bit of time with me during that time in 2016 and into early 2017 to help me remember how to clear a person's auric field and deal with some of the more maybe intense energies that you might find. So in many ways, I felt as though he was like a Jedi, and it was Jedi training for me. It was spiritual warrior training for me, especially in terms of helping others remove encumbrances in their field. And so if you're newer to multidimensional reality and the awakening journey, just understand that there is a lot. There's a lot in this multidimensional ecosystem, in the same way that we have in our physical ecosystem. And some of this is, you could consider parasitic. It's feeding off of fear and anger and lower emotional states. And in some ways, these energies can then end up helping to create more of that because it's quite literally an energy source for them. So this is just really good to understand, be aware of, because whether we like it or not, it's impacting everyone. And it's really important to know how to deal with that. So that's why in a lot of my, you know, programs, I'm always talking about the importance of psychic hygiene and keeping your field nice and clear. All right. So I have specifically, now that I've talked a little bit about who is this guy, this mantid aspect, let's go into some of the questions I have for him, and then I will channel his answers. So the big question I have for mantid, my mantid aspect today, is how can we help one another right now? All right, so I'm going to switch gears and let him come through. Greetings. It is Imantid. It is a great pleasure to be with you here today and to be able to communicate so directly to so many of you. Your question about helping one another is a noble one, and I would help you understand that you are already directly linked, sharing resources energetically at all times. In order to do this more efficiently, so that it does not drain one person to feed another, so to speak, you must first create intention. What is your motivation behind wanting to help one another? If it is to rescue someone and take away all of their discomfort, then this would be a disservice. For this discomfort is serving them in ways that are directly linked to their soul's intent for this lifetime. Check your motivation and move back out of rescuing and into listening, being present, being available in order to witness and validate another's experience. The greatest disservice is to consciously or unconsciously invalidate another human being's experience by A, trying to make it go away, or B, denying that it exists in the first place. Listening, or as you say, holding space, is a powerful motivation and intention to hold during these times. Then I would encourage all of you to check into your own energy fields and to create new energetic boundaries that are not serving you or the person that is benefiting from this energy source that you have created. We are talking about energetic cords. You are helping one another in extremely inefficient ways at this time. Think in terms of compassion rather than pity. Sorrow and sadness rather than shame and blame. Do you see the examples of true pure emotion versus the distortional cousin that they turn into? These energetic boundaries that you set for yourself move you out of a state of codependence as a race and into your true sovereignty as powerful energetic creators. When you are entangled in these codependent webs, helping one another so inefficiently through these drains and cords based in distorted emotions and programs, you are not able to ascend in the way that you have intended to. Think of this energetic boundary setting as cleaning house, a messy stack of magazines and books tumbled over, cobwebs in the corner, dirt on the floor. You do not feel clean, free, and energized in a space like this, do you? It is important to set new energetic parameters for yourself during these times. This is not to say that you do not care, are not kind, or do not have compassion. Rather, it is the energetic purity, the power that comes with that, that holds the space for a new octave of human embodiment and experience and co-creation together. Think of the metaphor of the person who fears that they are drowning. If you go to rescue them too recklessly, without heed for your own safety, you will be taken under with them. Rather, pause, take a breath, and look at what supports you may extend to this person without endangering or encumbering yourself. Okay, thank you, Manted. It makes a lot of sense to me and everything I've lived out. The next question I have for you is, how can we be more efficient creators? I know many of us really care about using our multidimensional abilities right now in ways that can benefit others and of course ourselves. And many people newer to this journey might still be skeptical or questioning, there's so much chaos right now. How can we possibly create something wonderful when it seems like the whole world is on fire? Okay, so I'm going to turn it back over to him now. Indeed, your efficiency comes in your energetic boundaries. Think of it this way. In order to build a very tall building with advantageous heights and new perspectives, you must first cordon off the area, create space in which to build a very strong foundation, and then the scaffolding on which to build layer by layer by layer upward. If there is too much interference and you have not cordoned off this area, the project will always run into delays, intrusions, people even getting hurt. So it is important to see yourself as a sovereign energetic being. It is not your responsibility to carry the emotions of other people. Again, that is an incredible disservice to yourself and everyone else involved. Take a moment now. I will lend you my field as assistance. Begin to see yourself in an ever-growing bright white light. This is the white light of your own higher self coming in to clear out your field, to reset your vibrational frequency into a higher octave. Let the light grow brighter and bigger now. And take a deep breath as you cast out and dissolve these negative intrusions that would impede your ability to live in a more joyful zone. A higher frequency, a lightness of being. Make these adjustments throughout the day, for it serves no one if you try to carry the burdens, consciously or unconsciously, of the rest of humanity at this time. You are responsible for maintaining your own vibratory field. When each and every human does this for themselves, you arrive at an extraordinary tipping point in this zone of neutrality. There is a quiet calm. You have left the frenetic chaos behind and are now beginning to telepathically sync up with one another. It is in these higher dimensional vibratory states that you will create with incredible ease. Hold a concept now, perhaps a physical object, something simple. in this higher vibratory state. Call that object, a facsimile of that object, into your experience now. Do you see how this is not complicated? But it does require a shift in your frequency and a clearing out of your electromagnetic fields, which are layered and extend far beyond a localized experience. As you clear out the local field, you are able to access the non-local aspects of your multidimensional field. This is the inner tech transfer that the channel refers to. You are able to bring through higher dimensional technology like never before. And many of your world's problems will cease to be problems. When a certain number of you reach this state, you must be willing to let go of your addiction to drama and conflict. And while this new vibratory state will seem somewhat foreign in its quietness and calm, let this be your new touchstone for how you do, human. I am Manted. It has been my delight to be with you. Call upon me at any time. A minute to come back here. Thank you so much, Manted. Wow, there's a lot of heat running through my body as we did all of that light work, clearing out our fields, setting a new vibratory set of coordinates, and creating with great ease there. So to wrap up, I'm really seeing a theme in my own impulse to share what Manted brought with us today, what he channeled back in 2017, for my community then. It was all about holding this zone of neutrality, these higher vibrational coordinates. And as we do that, we leave the old ways of doing conflict on this planet behind. If I were to summarize a lot of what we're being called into now, it is absolute total responsibility for our energetic contribution to the planet. Just because you don't think anyone can hear or see what you're thinking, that is not the case. There is a massive impact from each of us into the field. And so think of it this way. Allow your true emotions to move through, right? So sorrow and sadness are true emotions, but shame and blame are not. Those are distortions. Those go into some other category. Have your true emotions. Let's let those flow through us. But let's not allow ourselves the liberty of being lazy and inefficient with our emotional thought landscape anymore. That is our single biggest responsibility and contribution. And we really can't pass the buck on that. We really do have to take responsibility and shift our own individual behavior, because the net cumulative effect of that is a quantum leap in the human race. All right. So I am really excited to have brought out my Manted aspect for everyone today. I think we're going to hear from him well into the future. The next Beyond Conscious Becoming Multidimensional show is May 12th. These run on the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month. So I will catch you all then. And again, I hope to see all of you on the Earth Day meditation tomorrow, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, April 22nd. The link is in the video description or on the podcast description. All right. I love you all. Take excellent care of yourselves and one another during this time.